to some of the main protagonists.
From the New York underground to the cultural mainstream, 50 years of minimalism in music. Saturday night on BBC Radio 3 from 9:30.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock and it's time for Fiona Talkington to bring you tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Little fly, thy summer's play. My thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am I not a fly like thee? Like me, for I dance and drink and sing. Till some blind hand shall brush my wings. If thought is life and strength and breath, and the want of thought is if I live or if I die.
A song called The Fly. Robin Williamson singing words by William Blake and Matt Maneri joining on violin. The bells of the church in Kaustinen in Finland begin this next piece by Andrew Cronshaw. He plays the maravantala, which is a combination of the Finnish cantala and the Malagasy maravani. Ian Blake's on sax and Bernard O'Neill on bass. Two tunes, The Mother at the Grave and Lullaby. And those are followed by Andrew Cronshaw playing the whistle in a Scottish lament.
Thank you.
A haunting version of a Chopin mazurka played by Nils Henrik Åsheim and Gjertrud's Gypsy Orchestra. Songlines magazine has a festival coming up at King's Place in London. Lots of music going on and lots of really excellent workshops too that you can get involved with. The lineup includes the brilliant Finnish harmonica quartet, Sveng.
Thank you.
the harmonica quartet Sveng, which comes from their new CD, Schludger. And Sveng are at King's Place in London on the 25th of June, part of the Songlines Encounters Festival. They're quite mad in the best possible way and absolutely wonderful. Full details of the festival on the King's Place website. King's College Cambridge in 1982 is the venue for this recording of Orlando Gibbons's This Is the Record of John. Michael Chance is the soloist here, and the London Early Music Group and the choir of King's College Cambridge, directed by Philip Ledger.
Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to us came.
Nico Muley's version of Orlando Gibbons's This Is the Record of John. Thomas Gould there with the Aurora Orchestra conducted by Nicholas Colon. And that followed the original version, sung by Michael Chance, with the choir of King's College, Cambridge, the London Early Music Group, directed by Philip Ledger. That was recorded in 1982. And by the way, Nico Muley's Seeing is Believing is in Here and Now here on Radio 3 on Saturday night at 10:30. That was recorded at King's Place on the 7th of May with the Aurora Orchestra. Next tonight here on Late Junction, more from David Sylvian's new CD, Died in the Wool. David's joined by Jan Bang and Eric Honoré. The words are by Emily Dickinson and samples are from Arva Henriksen and Helga Steen. A Certain Slant of Light.
There's a certain slant of light, winter afternoons, that oppresses like the heft of cathedral tunes. Heavenly hurt it gives us, we can find no scar, but internal difference where the meanings are. None may teach it any, 'tis the seal of despair, an imperial affliction, centers of the air. When it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. When it goes, just like the distance on the look of death. Thank you.
I mentioned the other day that David Sylvian's going to be curating at the Punk'd Festival this year in Kristiansand, and that was from Punk'd CD Crime Scenes, Jan Bang, Erik Honoré and Arve Henriksen, following a track from David Sylvian's own new CD called Dyed in the Wool, a track called A Certain Slant of Light, the words by Emily Dickinson and samples from Helga Steen and Arve Henriksen, along with Jan Bang and Erik Honoré. Pat Metheny has a new CD due out shortly, but this track from 1981, 30 years ago, is one of my all-time favourites. As falls Wichita, so falls Wichita Falls.
Thank you. Thank you. 55 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13 14 15 16 17 18 19 20 21 22 23 24 25 26 27 28 29 30
Pat Metheny with Lyle Mays and Nana Vasconcelos as Falls Wichita. So falls Wichita Falls. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on Radio 3. A band called The Wilders hail from not too far from Metheny country. They're from Kansas City, but are promising to give audiences at the Bath Festival a good time this coming Saturday night. couple of dancers there. First of all, from the Wilders, who are at the Bath Festival on Saturday night in the Pavilion, starting at 8 o'clock. That should be a good night out. And then the Russian Teriem Quartet with a track they've called Most Probably a Charleston. Keith Jarrett now playing not piano, but clavichord. This is from his Book of Ways.
Thank you.
Hazır kış ayıracağım.
Nulanbek Nishanov playing a wooden Jew's harp in a piece called The Gift. And that followed a summer poem from Gurgistan, sung by Totobek Asanaliev, and he was accompanied by Tenya Tor. Keith Jarrett just before playing clavichord, and that was from his Book of Ways. It's always nice to hear from you, and if you've got any suggestions for music you'd like us to play, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Here's a traditional Norwegian lullaby given a very different feel in this collaboration between Jan Gabarek, Anwar Brahim and Shokat Hussein.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jan Gabarek, Anwar Brahim and Shokat Hussein with a traditional Norwegian lullaby that comes from the album Madar. Now, a prayer of Saint Teresa set by Tarek O'Regan. Let nothing trouble you, let nothing frighten you. Everything is fleeting, God alone is unchanging. The 16, directed by Harry Christophers.
Thank you.
Tarek O'Regan's thoughtful and thought-provoking setting of Fleeting God, a prayer of St. Teresa of Avila, sung by the 16, directed by Harry Christophers. I'm going to end my fortnight of Late Junction with more from Johan Johansson's The Miner's Hymn album, his score for a film about the closure of northeast England's coal mines and the effect on the local communities. But just before that, a song by the Irish composer Donacha Dennehy, and you can hear an interview with him on Here and Now on the 23rd of June, as well as his composition Gra Agus Baz, which features the Irish traditional singer Iarla O'Leonard. Dawn Upshaw is the singer here in Dennehy's setting of words by W.B. Yeats, Her Anxiety. Max is here with you next week for your solace and entertainment and no doubt all things in between. Thanks very much for your company. Till next time, from me, Fiona Talkington. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A concert to open tonight from the 2010 Juventus Festival in Cambrai in northern France. All the players are, I think, young ones. And the musical offerings include Shostakovich Preludes, a Pleyel piano trio, Argentinian Dances by Ginastera, and one of Piazzolla's Four Seasons. First here, the ensemble Cheops in Beethoven's Septet. Beethoven, almost 30 when he wrote it, and it's been a bestseller ever since its premiere at Beethoven's first benefit concert in Vienna in April 1800. In fact, such was its popularity, it used to get on Beethoven's nerves when people compared it favourably with his later, greater works. It's basically a six-movement divertimento.
Thank you.
Thank you.